Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Got about 3 minutes to go here before the start of the boys' varsity action between your Warriors and the Scappoose Indians. Warriors will be the designated home team again in this one, wearing their white uniforms with royal trim, and Scappoose black uniforms with, I think it's kind of an orange. I guess it's orange. We'll go with orange. Got a reddish, a little bit of a reddish tint to it, but an orange trim and numbers. Scappoose comes into this game 1-2. They're a 4A school. They lost to Malala by a score of 41-39, beat Gladstone 44-40, and then lost to North Marion 71-35. None of those mean anything to me. I don't follow 4A basketball or 5A basketball. The Warriors coming in 2-2 with losses to a really good Pleasant Hill team. And a game they should have won against Oakland at Sutherland High School. They beat North Douglas by 20-plus and then got by Riverdale by 3, but a game they should have won by double digits. Just didn't do a good job of putting Riverdale away in the last couple of minutes of that game. So Warriors get J.J. Howard back into their starting lineup tonight. He's been out with a sprained ankle since that Oakland game at Sutherland High School. So having him back will give them a little bit more length around the basket, some more outside shooting, some more ball handling. So just kind of brings a lot of various tools to the table. We've got about a minute here before they get to introductions. I don't think they'll do the national anthem again, but I don't know. Maybe they're doing it once every two games. New officiating crew for this one, though. Different than the girls' game. Three guys. One of them is the same. The other two are guys I don't know. So Salem Basketball Officials Association picking up some new blood there in the officiating crews. Tell you, now that my knee is better, if I wasn't broadcasting, I'd be officiating. So my wife really wouldn't see me on game nights. Always found officiating to be fun. Did a lot of middle school, intramural, college. Just always kind of found it to be an enjoyable exercise. Got to have a thick skin. Everybody complains you're never right, at least with half of the crowd. That's okay. It's kind of like being a superintendent. There's always somebody upset with you over something. Can't make everybody happy all the time, especially if you're an official. Almost by definition, you have to have people upset with you, thinking you're not making the right call. So, getting set here for some starting lineups. I don't know if they're going to announce them or not. They're just walking out on the floor. So, for the Indians, it's zero Wyatt Mock. I'm going to go with Mock. M-A-A-K. Number 3, Elijah Green and Biggs. We're just going to go with Biggs. Number 11, Evan Barham. Number 13, Quentin Olson. And 14 is Butler. So Barham, Olson, Butler, Mock, and Biggs. For the Warriors, it's Howard, Oyua, Grove, Vrell, and Trent Carden. All right, we are ready to roll here from Dayton High School. A little neutral site. Good crowd on hand for the Amity Warriors tonight. All things considered. JJ had the tap. Mock gets it. Mock kicks left side. There's a drive. Number 11, that's Barham, beats his man who fell down, but then he airballed the finger roll. Should have used the backboard, you know, old school, John Wooden style. Vrell on top with it. To Carton on the wing, looks inside. Vrell on the right baseline now. Back out to Grove. Grove D'd up tight by zero. Mock. Kick it back out. Missed the shot by Vrell. OU with the rebound. Howard left corner three. Hits it. JJ, good to have that outside shooting back. His friends on the bench cheering him on there. Bounce pass to the middle. It's 13 Olson with a pull up from the foul line. And he buries it. J. just a step inside, about a 13-footer there. Minute gone. Warriors up 3-2. Howard leaves it for Varell for three. Right wing, too strong. Rebound inside by Olsen. Olsen up the middle of the floor. Throws it ahead. They kick it back out. Three-pointer is good by Biggs. 5-3. Favor of the Indians. JJ with it. Wants to drive. Going to get him for a travel. Fumbled the ball on the handoff. Or on the dribble, the power dribble, kind of pulled it up and bobbled it and shuffled his feet, they said. JJ going with the length of a late 80s short in this game. Shot clock did not start, so they're going to whistle this one dead. Shorts got, they were really short in the 70s. Got a little longer in the 80s. Got really long in the 90s. Stayed long into the 2000s, but not quite as baggy. Now they're getting short again. World just circles round and round in the fashion industry, doesn't it? On top, Biggs slings it left side. Back out on top. Mock gets it to Biggs. Back to Mock on the left angle. Hits Olsen. Thought about the three. Tries to feed middle. Knocked away by Grove. JJ comes out of there with it and gets it to Andrew. Warriors down two, a couple minutes gone. Carton from 25. Front rims it. Oyua with the rebound and draws the foul, I think, on Mock. What a rebound by Miles Oyua inside. Went up high for that. Now they're going to call it number 11, Barham. Great rebound by Miles for the second chance opportunity here. Left side of the key. They bounce it in. Varell fouled on the left-hand jump shot there. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That's going to be on Olsen. So 5:58 left to go first quarter. 5-3. Indians on top of the Warriors. And to the line, Keon Vrell for two free throws. Misses the first one. Rims it in and out. One more coming for the junior. Buries that one. The shooting rhythm going there from the foul line. 5-4, Warriors down one. The clock doesn't reflect that. Skip it over. There's a drive by Biggs, fouled by JJ from behind. Clock's running. The score's finally right, 5-4. Foul was on 33, Miles Oyua. It's going to put Biggs on the line to shoot two. So a little delay here. I think we're going to have some clock operation issues all game. I need the player fouls. She's obviously not going to be able to do it, so I'm going to have to track that myself. So I know JJ's got one for the Warriors. Free throw good by Biggs. He'll have one more coming. I think he made that. The scoreboard didn't change. This is not good. Foul was on 11. One more coming for Olsen. I thought he hit that first one. Misses the second one for sure. So maybe he didn't make the first one. Warriors push it up after the miss. Varell on the right wing to JJ on top. Howard hands it off to Carton. Carton back to Varell. Varell. Behind the back, drives right, kicks to Carton, right corner three. Good! You can see that one from the time it left his hand. Looked nice all the way. Carton with his first basket. Warriors up 7-5. Biggs with the drive on the right side. Picks up his dribble inside the key. Back out to Olsen. Trades with Biggs. Biggs, 22-footer. No good. High for the rebound inside. Should have been a travel. No call. Kick out. Drive. Little floater by number 11, Barham. He missed it. Carton with the rebound. Carton The dribble drive, the kick to Varell, swing it to JJ for three, 21-footer, no good, wide right. Oyua misses the putback, saves it, but saves it to Olsen. Quelo coming in next dead ball. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. 7-5, Amity on top. Barham with it, kicks it down to Olsen, misses the jumper from the corner, and that's going to be a foul on Butler as he takes out Varell on the loose ball. So I know that's one on him. I missed one of their fouls. I don't know who got the other one. Didn't know I was going to have to track that. Should be three team fouls. They need to adjust that. There they go. All right, Warriors ball up two. Grove in the right forecourt. High post. Varell faces up. Hands to Grove, fakes the three, drives, blocked by Butler, fouled by Butler. His second, fourth team foul against the Indians from Scappoose, and Grove will go to the line to shoot two. Coach of the Indians, Robbie Backus, pretty young guy, maybe 30. Grove misses the first one. One more coming for the senior point guard. This one rattles around and goes in. It's Warriors up 3-8-5. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Olsen in the backcourt on the left side picks up his dribble, gets it across to Biggs. Biggs drives to the foul line, gets in, kicks out. Left corner three, air ball by Barham. Picked up by Carton. Overthrew Varell going the other way. Olsen with the steal. Olsen picked up by Quelo. Gets it back out to Biggs. Biggs works right. Gets a little screen. Sends it back out on top to Barham. Barham swings to Olsen. Down in the left corner to number five. That's Springer in the game. They get it back around to Biggs out on top. Lots of time on the shot clock, 12 seconds. There's a drive. Olsen picks up his dribble, pulls up from 10, misses. Grove takes the short shot, going the other way. JJ with it. Hands to Andrew. Grove, center circle. 3 minute mark in the first quarter. Varell in the high post out by the 3-point line. There's a drive by Quelo back out to Grove. Looked at the three, didn't take it. We're going to get an offensive foul. We are. Grove's first foul. Let's see that one coming. He made the shot, but it won't count. So it should only be 8 on the board. It's going to be a challenge for me. Need a better scorekeeper. Need Janelle. Janelle, show up. Come work the score clock here. Out on top. Olsen with it. Over to Biggs. Biggs back to Barham. Point popping out. Barham about 6'3". Left corner, Biggs with the drive. The kick. Olsen fakes the three. He drives. Floater. Good defense by Varell. Ball tip. Chased down by Springer. Out to Barham for three. Misses that one. High for the rebound. Keon Varell. Ahead to Quelo. Quelo in the right forecourt. Slows it down. Over in the corner. Trent trying to drive. Going to get him for a charge. So his first foul. So back-to-back turnovers on the Warriors with offensive fouls. 30-second timeout coming for Amity. I still don't think we have 10 points. I have us for 8. I think they're checking the book right now. The score clock says 10-5. I think it's actually 8-5. Yeah, they've changed it now. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. So 8-5 Amity with 2:13 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors turned the ball over the last two times down the floor with offensive fouls, one for Grove and then one for Carton. So outside of that, the offense hasn't looked too bad. Girls with a good win by 12 over the Banks Braves, defending state champions. Pretty sloppy game for the girls. Had their hands on a lot of balls that they just couldn't corral. They just, a lot of loose ones on the floor, get a finger on him, but the ball would get away from him, be picked up by Banks, and reset the possession. Just inordinate number of those. So sometimes, you know, your timing's just a little off. You're a little unlucky. It happens. Still won by 12 because they're a much better team than Banks. Springer throws ahead to Biggs. Biggs will fake the three from the left angle. Back it out. 25 on the shot clock. 2 minutes to go. First quarter. Springer kicks out. 24 is the jump shooter. He misses. That's Fagan. Picked up by JJ. JJ going the other way. Center circle with it. Man-to-man defense for the Indians. High post, Varell with lets the cutter go through. Now gives it to Grove on the wing. Back to JJ popping out for a deep three. Fouled. He'll shoot three shots. The three-pointer was in and out. But a good job by JJ to really stay focused and not bail on that shot with the defender flying at him. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. That's the fifth team foul on Scapoose. The Warriors are in the bonus the rest of the way. JJ will shoot three. He was a good 2.5, 3 feet behind the line. Makes the free throw. JJ, very good free throw shooter. Just has a very comfortable stroke at the line. Him being out with a sprained ankle definitely led to the Riverdale game being closer than it should have been. And I think directly to the loss there against Oakland at Sutherland. JJ misses the second one. That's my fault. I'll own that one. Tell everybody you're a great free throw shooter. He is. One more coming for JJ. Buries that one. So 2 out of 3 for JJ from the line. He's got 5 points in the game. Warriors are now up 10-5. Springer in the backcourt with it. Gets it over to Harrison. Back to Springer. Harrison center circle. 1:10 to go. First quarter. On top, they swing it over to Harrison. Goes down low to Fagan. Finds Olsen on the cut and the lay-in. Quentin Olsen with 4 points in the game. 10-7 Warriors, a minute to go. Grove hands off to Quelo in the right angle. Quelo swings to JJ. Howard crosses over. Gives up to Varell. Cuts around. Varell out to Carton for three. Airballed that one. Ball out of bounds. Two. Oh, they're going to say there was a tip on it. Warriors are going to inbound. They're going to overrule it. I'm going to say white ball. I'll say that was a partially blocked shot. I don't know. I didn't see it. I'd be a little bit more argumentative than this coach probably. I'm going to reset the time on the clock here. Some operator challenge. Buzzing going on. Every once in a while, this thing gets buzzy on me. I don't know what causes it. 42.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-7 Amity. They've got the ball right side of the key along the baseline. Inbounding Grove. Gets it into Quelo. Quelo doubled. Kicks out. Trent to Grove. Sets a screen for him. Grove will reset. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Grove drives, gets in deep, fouled. Good attack by Andrew. Got himself below the foul line. Got contact. He'll shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 5. Springer. I don't have enough fouls for them. I don't know how many fouls these kids have. Can't keep track of them. 16 fouls, so Grove will shoot two either way. I think it was a shooting foul, though, so Grove at the line misses the first one. Warriors leaving some points on that foul line tonight, folks. They are 4 out of 8 from the foul line thus far. One more for the senior guard. Buries that one. So Grove with 2 points in the game. 4-point Warrior lead. 25 seconds to go. Butler trapped. Gets it ahead to Smith. Smith pulls up from 10. Misses. Long rebound. Butler left corner. Back out to Harrison. They want one shot with 10 seconds. Harrison drives. Down low. Fagan. His pass stolen by Aird. And then he's fouled. Or no, they're going to say it was out of bounds off of Aird. I thought Aird got pushed by Butler down there. So with 5.3 seconds, Caboose will get to inbound. They get it into Smith. Kicks out. Fagan. Mid-range. Misses. Carton high for the rebound. Turns and throws. No good. And after one quarter, Amity with an 11-7 lead over the Caboose Indians. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball here on both Podbean and on KLYC. Second quarter action, getting ready to start. Your Warriors with an 11-7 lead over the 4A Caboose Indians. Warriors have left some opportunities on the board. A couple of offensive fouls on charges. 5 out of 9 from the foul line. Caboose 0 for 2 from the foul line. The Warriors have had a lot of really good looks on the offensive end, just haven't converted very many of them yet. So we'll see which trend, or if that trend continues, or if they can reverse that and get some more shots to drop. It felt like they were close to going on a run there in that first quarter and opening up a pretty good sized lead. Cardinal inbound, far side of the court here from us. Warriors going right to left in front of us in the first half. Grove walks it up to start the second quarter. Works left, fakes to JJ, gives it to Aird. Aird, the drive, gets in deep, fouled. Good attack. He saw he had Smith on his heels there a little bit. Kind of changed his course of attack with Smith backing up. Took it right into his chest, drew the foul. Smith only about maybe 5'8", 5'9". Aird 6'2 and strong, took advantage of that differential. Aird buries the first foul shot. Aird, Quelo, Howard, Grove, and Carton on the floor for the Warriors. Yeah, Aird misses the second one. So the foul line struggles. 6 out of 11 now for the Warriors from the foul line. Smith running the weave out top. Gives it up. Fagan. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound high inside. JJ comes down with it. Good position, good work there by Howard. Shovels it over to Aird. Aird lost it. Butler with the steal. Butler ahead. Gets it to number 5. That's Springer, and he gets the lay-in going the other way. 12-9 Warriors. Grove with it. Right angle extended. Varel coming back, next dead ball. Carton with the drive, gets to the rim, lays it up and in. Trent Carton, he loves to get that shoulder on you and turn right around you and attack the rim as soon as he feels that. Warriors come up in pressure here. And we're going to have a timeout taken 1 second before a 10-second call, 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 6:55 left to go in the first half. 14-9, Amity on top. So they'll have 26 on the shot clock when they come out of this timeout. Off the bench, Aird and Quelo providing a little bit of spark just in terms of energy. They both attack real well and kind of keep that offense from being too stagnant. Carton with a good attack last time down the floor, off the dribble, kind of curled, had the ball coming from left to right across the foul line. Felt the defender get a little deep. Started to attack him, got on his hip, and just took it right to the rim. Nice job by Trent Carton on that drive. Carton with 5 points in the game. Howard has 5 as well for the Warriors. 2 for Grove, 1 for Aird, 1 for Varel. Varel back in the game as he replaces Carton. So Varel, Quelo, Grove, Aird, Howard on the floor for Amity. Indians ball. They get it across quickly. Would have been a 10-second call. Backing it out is Biggs. Swings it left side to Mock. Mock gives it up to Smith. Smith, a lot of dribbling, works to his right, spins, kicks back out to Butler to the foul line. Back out to Smith on the left angle. Drives in, lost it, gets it back below the foul line. Good pressure by Warriors defensively. And just did not get it off. Shot clock violation on Scapoose as Biggs couldn't get the shot off before the buzzer. Great defensive effort that time down the floor by the Amity Warriors. So 14-9. Amity with the ball. Grove brings it up on the right forecourt. Hesitation, drive, kick to Coelho out on top to Burrell. Swing it to JJ. JJ fakes, leaves for Aird. A little bit of a weave for the Warriors, kind of an attacking weave. Coelho gets the drive and the lay-in. Just a lot of it's not that kind of top-of-the-key weave. It's more side-to-side. But a great job by the Warriors to run it with some discipline. So step back two, drops in for Biggs from the foul line over the outstretched arm of J.J. Howard. Not an easy shot. J.J. on the wing, up five. Drives, gets to the rim, finger rolls it up and in with the left hand. They may not know that he is a strong left-hand drive. Going the other way, Biggs on the baseline. Fagan misses, Aird with the rebound, tries the outlet pass. It's knocked away and stolen by Butler. Butler drives baseline, hooks it, Grove tips, controlled by Barham. Barham swings it, three-pointer, left side misses, Howard with the rebound. Howard tries to throw it up the floor, throws it away. Fagan over to Biggs, lays it up, misses, and should have been a foul on Butler. He gets the offensive board. Back to Biggs. Biggs lost it. Butler can't save it. Warriors ball. Wow. Chaos. A lot of missed chances there for the Warriors to get that ball back going the other way. JJ had the ball on the left side and dribbled right to the sideline, got himself trapped, had nowhere to go. Can't make those kind of mistakes against good teams. They're going to get away with it against a team like Scapoose, but a good team's going to turn you over and score on that. Warriors with the ball up 7, 5 minutes to go, first half. Grove from the left forecourt, over to Coelho, down in the corner, Carton. Carton works left to the angle. I got a travel on Coelho, kind of bobbled that ball from Trent. Trying to run kind of that same weave. It's kind of a wide weave, if you will. Warriors in a... Well, we got 2-2-1 pressure here for the Warriors. Oro, diamond and one, I'm not sure. Grove drops in it. They work up the right side. The drive, the hang, the kick out to Biggs. Biggs shuffle the feet, no call. Left corner three, good for number 11, Barham. His first basket of the game, got the lead to 4. Coelho with it to Grove. That's where we were after one quarter. 4-point game. Grove, top of the key. Swings it over to Varell on the angle. Back to a cutting Coelho. Carton works to the foul line. Back out to Coelho on the left wing. Coelho drives. Gets in deep. Back out to Trent on the wing. Trent drives. Gets into traffic. Draws the foul. He'll go to the... I'm going to say it's on the floor, I think. Yeah, it's going to be along the baseline here. Trent thought he was going to get free throws. Oyua in, aired out for the Warriors. Grove will inbound left side of the key about 4 feet along the baseline. Grove lobs out on top to Coelho. Coelho to Carton, fakes the three, goes to Grove for three from the corner. No good. Oyua had it, couldn't hang on to it. Should be a jump ball. Oh, no, no, that should be a jump ball. That should be a jump ball. He got pulled to the ground. That's not a good call. Should have been a jump ball. The defender reached into Oyua, tied him up, and then pulled him onto him as they were both hanging onto the ball. But the jump ball happened before Oyua made contact with the defender in that case. Rough break for the Warriors. A little penetration and a handoff there to Mock. Mock traveled, got into the lane, had nowhere to go. Coming into the game for Amity, number 2, Cooper Yoakum replaces Coelho. Cooper brings some physicality and some hustle out there, and occasionally he'll knock down a shot for you. But he'll play tough, hard-nosed defense, get after every loose ball, brings good energy to the floor. Yoakum on top of the key. Over to Varell. Varell drives, kicks, threw it out of bounds. Trying to kick to Grove, and just not a good pass, went out of bounds. Right into the Scapoose Indians bench. 4-point game, 3:38 left to go, first half. A drive, Biggs Gives it to Fagan on the curl. Back out to Olsen. Fagan on the baseline. Pulls up. Short jumper. Misses. OUA high for the board. Miles with good timing on those rebounds. Going the other way. Grove down low to OUA. Lays it up and in. What a pass from Andrew Grove to Miles OUA. OUA cut left to right across the key along the baseline. And Grove found him for the lay-in. A great pass. Biggs hooks a pass across to Barham. Barham back to Biggs. Tries to go in the corner to Fagan. Almost lost it. Mid-range. Olsen airballs it. Trent with the rebound. Carton pushes ahead to Vrell. Vrell, he'll spot up for three. No good. Little strong rebound inside. Yoakum, his pass tipped. He did everything but finish that play. Great hustle to get the board, but then threw it away. Gets a tip at the other end. There's a floater in the lane. Missed everything. And should be, oh, they went off of OU and out of bounds. Missed shot there by Mock. 2:30 to go, first quarter, or second quarter. 20-14, Amity on top. Warriors zone it up here against this inbound. Fagan, pass tipped by Yoakum. Pulled down by Mock. Out to Olsen for three, no good. Rebound Yoakum in traffic. Guards that ball a little better this time. Gets it up to Grove, who walks it across into the forecourt. Grove works left, hesitation, dribble, gets in deep, lays it up, no good. OUA tips, controlled by Barham. Barham brings it up himself. Top of the key, pulls up for three. No good. Flopped, missed. The miss put back by Fagan. OUA with the rebound. 1:50 to go, second quarter. 20-14, Amity on top. Drive, a flip by Carton. Missed the shot. He'll shoot two. It's 11-7 after one quarter. Warriors have outscored them 9-7 in this quarter, and Carton looking to extend that six-point lead at the foul line. His first trip there tonight. Carton buries the first one. Six in the game for Trent. JJ back in. Grove gets a break. So I think this is as big a lineup as we can get out there without not having a guard on the floor at all. Carton hits a pair. Vrell, Carton, OUA, Yoakum, and Howard on the floor for the Warriors. Pretty long. Not a lot of ball handling, but a lot of size. Biggs pulls up for three, misses it badly. Yoakum chases down the rebound on the right side, pushes up across half court, puts the brakes on. Back out to Carton and tipped out of bounds. Olsen was sure Carton tipped it after he did. The official didn't see it that way. 1:26 left to go. First half, 22-14, Amity with the ball. I think eight is their largest lead of the game. Pat it a couple times. JJ gets the play call. Penetrates, hands off to Yoakum on this big wide weave here. Back to JJ on the left wing. Out on top, Yoakum by the center circle, 15 on the shot clock. Yoakum with the drive, the kick to Jay. JJ pulls up for three, no good. Rebound. Long into the hands of Biggs. Biggs pushing the other way with a minute to go in the first half. Biggs drives, gets in deep. JJ strips him. Nice hands by Howard from the side. Little help defense there. Stripped that ball out of bounds. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 56.8 in the first half. Good inbounds there on the cut by Springer. He gets the basket. Back to a six-point Warrior lead, 22-16. Trent pulls up from the foul line. Short. OUA battling. Can't come down with it. Instead, ends up in the hands of Harrison. Harrison, long pass ahead. OUA tips it out of bounds. And Trent gets the ankle tweaked a little bit coming down. Ball out of bounds along the baseline. Right side of the key to the Indians. They're going to get a towel here from somebody, maybe. Going to clean up a wet spot on the floor here. On the floor for the Warriors, OUA, Howard, Yoakum, Vrell, and Carton. Carton limping a little bit. I think he's going to get Carton out. Carton's like, I'm okay. Aird coming in, though. We get Trent a few extra minutes here going into halftime. 38 seconds on the clock. They do the same thing again on that dive by Springer. They run the exact same play. Two inbounds in a row, and they score a left-hand lay-in on both. Poor defense by the Warriors. JJ to the basket. Foul scores! JJ with a nice attack. They're letting him go left. JJ will eat you up all day if you let him go left. You can get him onto that right hand, you're going to stop him. You let him go left, he's going to smoke you. 24-18, Warriors on top by six, 26 seconds to go first half. JJ a chance to make it seven. Foul was on Biggs. Fourth team foul on the Indians. JJ buries the foul shot. He's 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. He's got 10 points here in this first half. 25-18 Warriors, 30 seconds to go. Shot clock off. 15 seconds to go, excuse me. Down in the corner, Springer fakes, drives, mid-range, misses. JJ can't control it. It's out of bounds to Scapoose. Butler's linked. He's about 6'4", 6'5", doing a good job of pulling that ball away from JJ, making it hard for him. Warriors man up now. They miss it up anyway. That is three times in a row. That was Biggs with the basket. Three times in a row. Missed three-pointer by Varell at the buzzer. 25-20 after one half. And the Warriors gave up three lay-ins on inbounds plays, three inbounds plays in a row inside of the last minute and a half of that quarter. That will be a topic of conversation, I am quite sure. They switched from a zone to a man-to-man. They double-teamed. One guy didn't switch, and one guy switched, one guy didn't, I guess is what you'd say. They end up with one offensive player completely free going to the basket, and he gets a lay-in. As you're the Scapoose coach, you couldn't be happier about how well those are working. All right, after two quarters, Warriors up 5-25-20. J.J. Howard with 10 points in that first half. Lead all scorers. Carton has 7. And then 2 each for Grove, Coelho, Oyua, 1 for Varell, 1 for Aird. For Scapoose, they got 7 points out of Biggs, 6 out of Springer, 4 of them off of inbounds lay-ins, 3 for Barham, 4 for Olsen. All right, so that's it for the first half action. We're going to take a break for a few minutes. It's 25-20 Amity at the half. No Warriors in foul trouble, so that's nice as well. We'll take a break for a few minutes and be back a couple minutes before the start of the third quarter. This is KLYC and Podbean. Thanks for listening to Warrior Basketball. We'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Minute 20 here left at halftime. Amity with a 25-20 lead over the Scapoose Indians in this boys' basketball action. Scapoose, middling 4A school at best. Warriors have been a middling 3A school so far this year with a 2-2 record. But shown some spurts. There's still some decision-making at times that the Warriors need to work on. They're still trusting your spacing, trusting your teammates to be where they're supposed to be, especially on the offensive end, I think. So sometimes it looks a little one-on-one-ish, but slowly but surely, I think, starting to understand each other better and come together as a team a little bit more and more. Let's see who that is. Regis. So Regis must be playing Dayton girls after this game. The Regis Rams out of the Staten area there. All right. Ready to roll here. On the floor for the Warriors, starting the lineup of Howard, Carton, Varell, Oyua, and Grove. And for Scapoose, it's Butler, Biggs, Olsen, Mock, and Barham. So they're starters as well. Warriors are going left to right in front of us here. In your imagination. And the Indians will have the ball to start things off on the alternating possession. Biggs, center circle. Crosses over. Gets to the elbow. Leaves it for Olsen for three. No good. J.J. tips. Varell comes down with the rebound. J.J. running the point here. Pushes up the middle. Hesitation. Leaves it for Carton. Carton, foul line for Varell. Varell fakes. Back out to J.J. Howard. Hesitation to the foul line. Pulls up. Buries it. He got him to back off a little bit. Well, who that was? I think it was Biggs guarding him. Biggs backed off, not wanting J.J. to drive past him. J.J. pulled up, knocks down the 15-footer. It's a drive and a foul. Biggs gets hit on the shot. He'll shoot two at the other end. It's going to be on Oyua. Second or third foul, I don't know. They're not getting stuff on the board. So. Good. How are you, sir? Got the evaluator for the officials here, the Salem Basketball Officials Association. So, Oyua out and aired in. Misses them both. Warriors with the ball. Up seven. Now Grove running the point. J.J. working off the ball. They go high post to Varell. Varell faces up 17 feet. Fakes the drive. Hands to Grove. Grove hesitation. Gets into the paint. Banks it up. No good. Off the hands of Butler. Controls it. He'll push up himself. Middle of the floor. Hesitation dribble to the elbow. Back out. Three-pointer for Biggs. No good. High for the rebound. Aird comes down with it after Varell pried it loose. Grove. Hesitation dribble, hands to Varell, over to Carton on the right angle. Carton fakes, drives, offensive foul. Good defense there by Olsen. He gave ground, drop stepped, stayed square, took the shoulder to the chest. I think they got that call right. 27-20 Amity. Third foul on Trent, I believe. So he'll need to be careful the rest of this quarter. Jeez. Shot clock didn't start. How about that? So many shot clock issues. And I'm just going to go on record right now. Amity fans, be thankful that we get adults to run our clocks. We don't put children in charge during varsity basketball games. If you want to have them do a JV clock, something like that, middle school, that's fine. It's a good learning experience, but varsity games should be adults. Sorry. They need people that are responsible and have experience doing it. Missed three-pointer pulled down by Aird. Aird slows it down, gets it to Grove in the middle of the floor. Grove, center circle, sets up the offense, high post, Burrell. Butler on him. Burrell fakes to J.J., hands to Grove, spot up three, too strong. Carton fighting for it, loose. Carton's got it. He is fouled. He and Olsen tangled up on the floor then. And Olsen picks up the foul. He got into Carton's arm, it looked like, from here. Get that wet spot wiped up where the boys were thrashing around there for the ball. Getting that cleaned up. We wait. Warriors will inbound left side of the key along the baseline. Warriors going left to right in front of us. So they're down here at our right end underneath their own basket. Grove, Varell. Spot up three. Missed it. Aired with a weak side rebound. Goes up strong. Missed that one. Ball tipped. Olsen gets it. Boy, Warriors missed a couple of golden opportunities right there. Varell missed an excellent look at a three. And Aird missed the lay-in putback. There's a drive. He's fouled. That's going to be Biggs going to the line. So he got down the right side of the key there. Foul is going to be on Aird. Got him on the arm on the shot. Two shots coming up. 27-20 still Amity on top. Foul shot missed by Biggs. He is 0 for 5 from the foul line. He has 7 points in the game. practices his shot there and then makes one. So one out of six from the foul line at 8 points in the game. Warriors up six, 5:45 remaining third quarter. Grove, center circle. They go high, four wide. Carton on the wing. Grove popping out. Slipped, lost the ball. Picked up by Mock. Mock up the left side. Works back to his right. Gives it to Olsen, who's their best offensive player, I think. He drives. Blocked by JJ. They're going to get a foul on that. Oh, that was a good. That looked like a really good block from here. Looked like he was right on top of that ball, unless that right hand was down low. Fourth team foul on the Warriors already with 5:19 to go in the third quarter. Olsen makes the first free throw. 5 points for him. He's got one more coming. Looked like a pretty good block to me. Doesn't matter what I think, folks. Olsen makes two. It's 27-24 Amity. Grove. Up top. Hands to JJ on the little handoff there. Over to Carton on the left angle. Extended. Not a lot of movement offensively. Get JJ popping out for a 22-footer. No good. Rebound tipped by Aird out of bounds. JJ with a good look. Five minutes to go, third quarter. Empty possession for Amity. Had three or four in a row now.
Clock needs to start.
Good grief. You got one job. When the ball is inbounded, push, start. Yeah, the officials getting pretty tired of this. Well, and it might be something where the official association just says, look, you can't have high school kids running the clock in these varsity games. Too many mistakes. Biggs kicks out. Harrison drives, kicks down low, tip off of Butler and out of bounds. Good defense there by Keon Varell. Quelo into the game. Quelo going to get Trent out. So Grove, Quelo, Howard, Varell, and Aird on the floor for the Warriors. Grove coming up the floor. Clock wasn't started. Now it is. His high post to Varell. Not a good pass. He saves it to JJ. Quelo popping out left side. Now he walks out on top. We're going to have a foul as JJ tried to get low post position on the right side. Foul's going to be on Harrison. Little mismatch there. Harrison listed at 5'11", might weigh 140 pounds. JJ at 6'2", 6'3", and probably 200. Get in the corner to Quelo. Quelo out on top to Grove. 27-23 Warriors still. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Grove to JJ. Howard steps back. 18-footer airballed it. Saved by Varell. Biggs got it. Biggs going hard the other way. Leaves it for Olsen. Three-pointer. Short. Rebound on the floor. Quelo digs it out. Quelo. Fast up the floor, puts the brakes on in the front court, and leaves it for Grove to set things up. Timeout, Devin McShane. The Warriors have scored 2 points this quarter in 4 minutes and 9 seconds. It has been ugly offensively. They've only been outscored, though, 3-2. So it's not like Scappoose is a house of fire here, but let's just say it's been an ugly quarter. Full timeout. We'll take a break and be right back on KLYC and Podbean. .351 left to go. Third quarter, 27-23. Amity on top. They had a 4-point lead after one half of play. Have a 3-point lead right now, but they have the ball. Grove, after the timeout, directing traffic, high post. Varell, backdoor Aird. Pass was too far out in front of him. We're going to have a jump ball. Burrell's pass led air into the defender a little too much. It sounds easy, but what you have to do is put a little side spin on that ball so it comes up into the cutter's hands. Burrell on the alternating possession, out to Grove. Grove drives, hangs, left the floater short, never got it above the rim. Rebound, Butler ahead to Biggs. Biggs, top of the key, backs it out. Goes left to the elbow, out to Butler. Butler trying to penetrate, gets down low, left hand, lost it on the way up. Tried to volleyball it up, picked up by Aird going the other way. Leaves it for Quelo. Quelo, drive, off balance. We're going to have a charge or a block? That's the question. It's going to be a blocking foul. Scapoose coach wanted the other official's opinion, and the official said, we both had a block. So after they conferred, foul on Olson. So that'll put Quelo on the line to shoot two free throws. He's on the shot. Quelo makes the first one. The Warriors have now scored as many points this quarter as the Indians have. Three. One more for Quelo. Takes his time, spins the ball back into his hands, and buries that one as well. Good free throw shooting there for Khan. 29-24, Warriors on top by five with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fagan throws it ahead. It's Springer with it, hooks it back out on top to Harrison, down low to Butler, gets himself into traffic, kicks it back out. Over to Harrison for three. Missed it by a foot long. I mean, the shooting is just atrocious tonight, which is why we have two teams that haven't scored 30 points yet with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. That and a pass like that one off the foot of Vrell. He scrambles after it, gets it back ahead to Grove. Quelo drives baseline. He was fouled, no call. Ball slapped away out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball underneath their own basket. 16 on the shot clock. 2:26 left to go, third quarter. Grove to inbound, left side of the key along the baseline. Gets it into Aird in traffic. Probably fouled on the shot, no call. Came up way short on that little turnaround jumper. The other end, they get it out in the corner to Butler. Butler back out to Barham. Barham looks down to Butler, up over JJ, lays it up and in. So Butler, his first basket of the game, cuts it back to three, 29-26, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grove, high post, Vrell backs down, out to Aird. Aird, he'll drive with the left hand, hang, fouled, no call, no shot to drop there either, came off the rim. Got bumped a little bit, they're letting a lot of that go. At the other end, three-point attempt, no good, little long by Barnum, chased down by Springer, gets into the lane. Comes up short, falls loose, still loose, and out of bounds off of Amity. Butler out into the game. Mock. Grove gets a break. Aird gets a break. Yoakum and Carton come in along with Howard, Quelo, and Vrell. They find the cutter. The cutter misses. JJ with the rebound. I don't even know who that cutter is. He's not in my program, number 22. But he had a wide open lay, and JJ fakes, drives, finger rolls, missed the shot, but he's fouled. They just keep letting him go left. They have yet to figure out that you cut off the left hand on a left-handed driver. It's kind of like fundamental basketball. If somebody likes to go one way, you try to make them go the other way. They have yet to make JJ go right this whole game. The only thing I can say for their defense is that it's scrappy on tipping balls, getting after loose balls, tipping passes, but it's not very fundamentally sound. JJ hits the first one. One more coming for the senior. Chance to make it a five-point lead again, and he doesn't. He missed that one to the right. So JJ splits a pair, going the other way with a four-point lead or four-point deficit. Harrison carried the ball, got away with it, gives it up to Biggs, gets it back. Harrison hooks it to Biggs in the corner, chases it down. Nope, he stepped out of bounds. Terrible pass from Harrison. Warriors get the ball back with a four-point lead, a minute six to go, third quarter. Grove back into the game, running the point. Drives, kicks to J.J., leaves it for Carton, fakes the three, works to his right, gets in to about 12 feet, misses, rebound inside, Coelho fouled going up. Carton's shot was about 4 feet short of the rim, but Coelho did a good job of tracking it, coming down with the ball, getting it back up quickly and drew the foul. 30-26 with Coelho at the line. There is the first one. Coelho with five in the game. Have one more coming. 49.7 seconds left to go, third quarter. Coelho hits a pair. Four out of four from the line for Kahn. Extends the Warriors' lead to six. Quick pass ahead. Biggs left corner. Springer with the drive. Gets in deep. Gets fouled. And we'll shoot some more foul shots. This will be number five, Colton Springer, going to the line. Hasn't scored this quarter. He'll have a chance now with 40 seconds left. Two free throws coming. Was that on Trent? I think it's three on Trent. Might be four. I think it's four on Trent. First one good for Springer. Second one also good. That's the lead back to four. 32-28. Clock started running after the made free throw instead of on the inbound, so we lost a couple seconds there. Grove. Yoakum. Hands off. JJ for three. Short. Rehigh for the rebound. Zero. Mock. Mock gets it to Harrison. They want one shot with 20 seconds to go. Down to 15 now. No shot clock. Four-point game. A foul gets you two shots. A drive. They're going to say the Warriors tipped the ball. I didn't see Amity touch it at all. Skapusel inbound left side of the key with 7.9 seconds to go, right underneath their own basket. Harrison gets it to Mock. Cut off. Swing it. There's a drive by Biggs. And tried to get it to Mock. Mock couldn't handle it. After three, 32-28. Warriors holding on to a slim lead here against the Skapoose Indians. We'll be right back. Either team could go on a little spurt. They could put this game away because the chances of the other team matching that seem to be pretty slim. Neither team shooting the ball well at all. I would not want to. Would not want to look at these stats when the game is over on shooting percentages. So the dimensions of the inside of this gym, the box that we're in here, the same as what the new Amity gym will be. We'll have it designed up a little bit different in terms of how much seating on each side, what the setbacks are and things. One of the big differences will be in the new Amity High School gym, which will open us in spring of 25, will be that the locker rooms are on the opposite end of the floor from where people enter into the gym. And so that will keep teams and fans from having to fight for space at halftime and between games and things like that. So, all right, Skapoose ball. Start the fourth quarter. Warriors with a four-point lead. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Mock swings it over to Harrison. Looks for a cutter. Not there. Pops it out. And a three-pointer by Biggs is good. His second one of the game. And it's a one-point game. Grove works right. Leaves it for Carton. Back to Grove in the right corner. Dribbles, spins, gets in deep. Nothing there. Out to JJ for three. No good. Rebound. Yoakum with an excellent offensive board. Hands to Carton in the left or the right corner. Carton back to Yoakum. Dribble drive. Gets in deep. Jump stop to Grove. Grove steps through. Nothing there. Now steps through, finger rolls up, left it short. Going the other way, Olsen with the ball. In traffic, got fouled, no call. He got pushed in there, offensive rebound mock. And we're going to have a reach-in foul on Carton. That might be his fifth. Is that four? Three? I don't know. That's four. Okay. Vrell in, get Carton out for a few minutes. Try to save his last foul. Scapoose ball. Harrison with it out in the center circle. Taking his time. 25 on the shot clock over to Mock. Mock on top. Biggs over to Harris on the left side. Back on top. Mock. Swing it to Biggs. Down low. Biggs gets it back. Harrison, left side, Mock for three. No good. Grove takes the rebound away, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called on Olsen. That might be four on him. Coach is getting him out pretty quick here, I think. Scapoose with a little wet stuff in front of their bench there, cleaning it up. So 24, Fagan into the game, replacing Olsen, who picked up that foul. Grove with it. Warriors up one. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Over to Quelo. Quelo on the wing. Drives. Leaves for Yoakum. Tries to get in deep. Gets bumped. No call. Lost the ball out of bounds. Letting a lot of physicality go on some of these drives. You got to play up to that. You got to play based on how the officials call the game, not on what you think should be called. Scapoose ball up on the right side. Feed the high post. Mock from 12. No good. This team just cannot shoot tonight. Vrell with the rebound to Grove. Grove to Quelo. Quelo, dribble drive, leaves it for Yoakum on the weave. Gets in deep, out to JJ, fakes the three, drives left, flips it up, draws the foul. It's a good job by JJ. The foul's going to be on 24, Fagan. Good job by JJ to get into the body of Fagan on the shot. Didn't try to go around him, just went ahead and took his shoulder to his chest. JJ to the line to shoot two. He's 4 out of 6 from the line so far tonight. Now he's 5 out of 7. Had 10 in the first half. 14 in the game now. One more for the senior forward. Takes several dribbles. Eyes it. Buries it. 15 for JJ. Warriors back up three. Coming the other way, Biggs with it on the left wing. He's hit a couple of threes this game on top to Mock. Mock against this 2-3 zone. Mock for three. No good. Rebound taken away. No box out in the zone. Springer gets the rebound. Springer, download of Fagan. We're going to get a cheap reach-in foul. They'll let you body people on the drive, but if you reach in, they're going to catch you on it. And they get Quelo with a foul. Second team foul on the Warriors this quarter. Scapoose also has two. 5:22 remaining, 34-31 Amity. Left corner, Biggs. Close out by Yoakum. Biggs dribbles out to the top of the key. Yoakum on him tight. Over to Springer. Springer hooks a pass to Butler. Butler, a little lefty, misses that one. Rebound inside, Fagan. Back out. And there's going to be a foul on Quelo as Springer took the pass at the foul line, took a dribble, got into Quelo. Quelo fouled him on the way up. So to the line goes Springer. He's got 8 points in the game, senior guard. Springer's first free throw. Good. 3 out of 3 from the line. .505 remaining, fourth quarter. That was the third team foul on Amity. And Springer hits a pair to cut it back to a one-point game. 34-33 Amity. 5 minutes left to go here from Dayton High School against the Scappoose Indians. Grove works left. It's knocked away and stolen from him by Springer. Quelo hustling. Springer misses. And it's out of bounds off of three different Indians who were there trying to catch that rebound. None of them could corral it. Devin wants a timeout. Sloppy offensive play for the Warriors. 1 point game with 4:49 remaining, 34-33. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. Howard leading the way for the Warriors tonight with 15 points. Carton had 7 in the first half, hasn't scored in the second half. Coelho has 6. Grove has 2. Oyua has 2. Varell and Aird 1 each. Second half of this game, the Warriors have only scored 9 points in the second half. They've been outscored 13-9. That is in, 11 minutes and 11 seconds of play. Warriors have scored, like I said, just 9 points. Been an ugly offensive output for the Warriors so far tonight, but they have the lead, 34-33. Some nights, things just don't go your way. You can't hit a shot. You can't get a break, you feel like. And it seems like every loose ball ends up in your opponent's hands, and you just have to fight through those nights. Can't let a bad shooting night define you as a team. Just fight through it, and maybe you find some shots to drop here late in the game. Coelho down low to J.J. in the post. J.J. turns, hooks it up awkwardly with the left hand, and in. He never got his shoulder turned, but a great touch on that flip shot by J.J. makes it a three-point lead. Nice little, it was almost a jump hook, but it was kind of a flip at the end sideways with the ball. Not really a traditional hook, but J.J. with great length. Able to get that off, and great touch around the rim. At the other end, Butler swings it out. Springer for 3. Tie game, folks. Warriors don't find the shooter. Springer now with 13 points in the game. High scorer for Indians. A drive, kick to Varell on the baseline. Airballs it from about 15 feet, and Coelho is going to pick up the loose ball foul. That will be the fourth team foul on the Warriors. So for the last 3:55 of this game, Scappoose will be shooting 2. Only 2 team fouls on the Indians. Tie game. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Mock in the left corner to Fagan. Fagan back to Mock on the angle. Swing it. Mock ends with it again. They go right corner to Butler. And we're going to get, he stepped out of bounds. Went to make his drive, and he, what happens sometimes is that back foot will go backwards a little bit. Got a substitute there on the floor. All right, Warriors with the ball tied up at 3:40 to go. 36-36. This should be a end of the second quarter score, honestly. Not an end of the fourth quarter one. J.J. with the ball, drives, kicks to Carton, throws it out of bounds. Not a good pass by J.J. there. They throw quickly ahead. Springer fakes the 3, starts to drive, gets to the elbow, pulls up, steps through, misses the shot, rebound inside. Butler puts it back up and in. He got that rebound over the top of Carton. J.J. with it, Warriors trail for the first time since maybe the first quarter. I can't remember if they ever trailed. Varell misses the jumper. We're going to have a loose ball foul on Yoakum. Loose ball foul will put one of the Indians on the line to shoot 2. It'll be Butler. Hasn't been to the line tonight. Oyua coming in. Need some help on that glass in there. Get killed on the boards. Butler rattles home the first one. Three-point lead. Yoakum out. So it's Howard, Varell, Oyua, Grove, and Carton on the floor. 3:07 to go. Butler makes it a 5-point lead, or 4-point lead, 40-36, and a timeout taken by Scapoo. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break also. Warrior Basketball, KLYC, and Podbean will be right back. 3:06 remaining to go here in this boys' varsity game. Your Amity Warriors trailing the Scapoose Indians 40-36. Amity just 11 points in the second half in 11 minutes of, or more than that, 13 minutes of action. Been outscored 20-11 in the second half. It's not like Scapoose has been lighting it on fire, but Amity's offense has been very bad here in the second half. They go down low to J.J. J.J. back out to Keon, takes a three. Wide right, OU a tips. Long rebound ends up in the hands of Biggs. Biggs over to Olsen, back into the game with four fouls. Olsen, right corner to Biggs. Dribbles it back out. They run a little clock here, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Biggs gets in deep, leaves it for Butler. Butler blocked by J.J. OUO with the rebound. Gets it to J.J. Howard throws long ahead to Carton. Carton, spot up three. No good. Long rebound the other side. Traveling. Olsen lost his balance and went down. So it'll be Amity ball, left side of the key along the baseline under their own basket. Down four. J.J. with it out top to Grove. Back to J.J. Fakes the deep three. Now backs it out over to Carton. Carton. Vrell, right corner three. No good. Airballed that one. He has had a terrible shooting night. Such a normally, a fundamentally sound shooter. He just is aiming it, I think, tonight. 2 minutes to go. Scapoose with the ball. Get it to Olsen. On the weave to Butler. Picks up his dribble. Hands to Fagan. Kicks. They want to rip that shot clock down. It's at 15. Biggs cut off. Drives. Kicks to Olsen. Hesitation. At the foul line. Misses. OU up battling. Jump ball. Good hustle by Miles because Butler had that ball initially. Miles got in there and wrapped him up, but the jump ball alternating possession goes to Scapoose. So there shouldn't be a shot clock reset, should there? There's no change of possession. I don't know about that. I thought there was no change. I thought on a jump ball, if you didn't change possession, the shot clock didn't reset. Maybe I'm wrong. There's the drive. Hand off to Butler. They got a new 35 on that, so they're going to run this down to a close to a minute before they shoot. Biggs, top of the key with a minute 20. Bounce pass over to Olsen on the left wing. Gets a little screen, drives just below the foul line, hits a little floater. They couldn't hit anything in the first three quarters. Warriors didn't take advantage of that to build a lead. Grove with the drive, throws it up, misses that one. From the left side, 6-point game, under a minute to go. Biggs shovels it off. Gets it back. Steps through. No foul. Goes left corner. Olsen for three. Halfway down. Wouldn't stay. OUA is going to be fouled on the loose ball. Good rebound by Miles. That's why he's in there. Rebound. Play some defense. Doing his job. Seconds to go. Warriors find themselves down 6, 42-36, in desperate need of some offense here. Only 11 points in the second half. J.J. over to Trent. Nothing to mess around. You need to get after this offensively. And a terrible pass by Carton through a baseball skip pass to Grove trying to pop out. And a timeout taken by Amity with 33 seconds to go. That pass was from the left forecourt to the right forecourt, about 35 feet away, through a baseball pass that started at Trent, just above Trent's waist, and hit the ground just in front of Andrew with a little bounce skip, and there's just no way for Andrew to field that as he was popping out. Full timeout on the floor. We'll stay right here with 33 seconds to go. Five team fouls on Amity, so any foul is going to put Scapusa on the line to shoot two. Only three team fouls on the Indians. I mean, this was Amity's game to win. When you hold a team to 42 points through 31 and a half minutes of the game, you should have a win coming your way. But right now, it doesn't look good for the home team. One, two, three, 33 on the clock, 42-36 is the score. On the turnover, he reset to 35 seconds on the shot clock, so there is no shot clock. It's off. Warriors with full court pressure. Olsen to inbound. Gets it into Biggs. Bounce pass to Butler. Butler, he doesn't want to handle the ball. Back to Biggs. Fouled by Varell. Biggs will go to the line to shoot two. Ooh, that's bad buzzing there. There we go. That's a little bit better. 25.4 seconds to go. Biggs to the line to shoot two free throws. Makes the first one. So Biggs with a nice second half. Only has seven in the first half. He's only got five in this half, but he's really kind of controlled the offensive end for Scapoose. Handled the ball well. Been their kind of their go-to guy for creating for either himself or somebody else. 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Misses the second. JJ with the rebound. Quick hook pass to Grove. Head to Carton. Carton will take the three. No good. Out of bounds off of Aird. Eighteen seconds to go. 7-point game. And give you this game in one summary. 11 second half points for the Warriors. Doesn't work. Reach in foul on Coelho. 11.7. That will put Biggs back on the line. Biggs, apparently not a good foul shooter. He is 2-for-7 from the foul line. But handles the ball well, makes good decisions with the ball. Has gotten shots for himself and for others very efficiently, even if they haven't made them. He makes that foul shot. There's 3 out of 8 from the foul line now. Made his last three, though. He missed 5 in a row to start. 8-point game. One more coming for Biggs, and he makes that one as well. So 14 in the game for him. Quick pass ahead, Coelho. Drive, kick, JJ for three, short, and that'll do it. Final score, Scapusa 45, Amity 36, as Amity gets outscored 17-4 in the fourth quarter. Not exactly the way you draw that up offensively if you're Devin McShane. Some work to do on some offensive execution and finishing. Tonight, Amity was led by JJ Howard, who had 17 points in the game. Outside of that, you know, Trent didn't score in the second half. Andrew didn't score in the second half. Aird didn't score in the second half. Miles Oyua, Keon Varell did not score in the second half. Con Coelho, the only other person besides JJ to score in the second half, had 4 points. JJ had 7. So that, in a nutshell, is what happened tonight, folks. Girls won, boys lost this one that they're going to know that they should have won. And tomorrow we will be back on the air. Hold on here. Somewhere I have a message. Let me make sure I get my times right here. Sorry about that. I should have had that all prepared ahead of time. I had lots of time to do it. Didn't do it for you. Let's see here. Friday, boys will play Regis at 1:30. Girls don't play until 6 o'clock, but they play Harrisburg. So 1:30 and 6 tomorrow. I'm planning on broadcasting both, so barring some sort of situational change for me, we'll be on the air for the 1:30 boys game against Regis. That's it for me. Have yourself a great night. Thanks for joining us. And as always, win or lose, it is a great day to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.